He didn't have much time. You might be able to identify with him at this time of year. He didn't have much time, and he knew it. The Apostle Peter wrote that last reading that we had, and he didn't have much time. He said in the first few verses that were read to us, I live in this tent. I live in the tent of this body, and I know I will soon put it aside. I know I'm going to have to depart. So, and it sounds so modern, doesn't it? So, I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. Maybe it was because he didn't have much time that he used a sort of picture language. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. It's very short, but it's a bit like another language. Another language. Like if we use words in a strange way sometimes. So if my wife didn't want me to tell a secret, then I could say, she'll be over the moon if I keep it under my hat. But if I let the cat out of the bag, I'll be in the doghouse. And I remember reading about a foreigner who was coming to England, and he was on the plane coming in, and he looked out the window, and it was grey and it was raining. And he tried to impress the air steward, and he said, is this what you English call raining cats and dogs? And he got the answer, it's what we English call summer. We understand the words morning, we understand the word star, and we understand the word hearts. But what does it mean to have the morning star rising in your hearts? We have this symbol language sometimes in the Bible. We listen to one part of the prophetic message when Alan read it to us from the book of Micah. It talks about a ruler whose origins are from ancient times, and it talks about a shepherd. And if you like picture language, then think about the symbolism of a star that announced a king was being born, and the fact that the first worshippers were shepherds. Let's dig into this and think about paying attention until the morning star rises in your hearts. Paying attention. Well, I remember when I was a teenager, we used to go on holiday somewhere where there weren't very many streetlights. And at night, you could look out of the window and you could see a lighthouse. In fact, you could see two lighthouses on a good night. And a lighthouse is something that's put there to send a message. The light sends a message and it warns people and it helps them and guides them on their way. I was very interested to hear of some research that's been done in Scotland, and they were trying to work out how they could help migratory birds, because some birds see these lighthouses and it doesn't help them, it confuses them. So they've discovered that if they make the lighthouses red, it doesn't confuse the birds, but it still sends a message to the navigators so that they know which way to go. Peter said, pay attention as to a light shining in a dark place. But what was he talking about paying attention to? For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, this is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. The thing that Peter wanted his hearers, his listeners, his readers to pay attention to was the message of God's word, the written message, the spoken message, the incarnate message, to pay attention until the morning star rises in your hearts. The morning star maybe doesn't mean a lot these days. Most of us have a mobile phone if we want to know whether it's morning or not. We use our mobile phone to know what the weather is. We use our mobile phone to find out what our friend's cat has been doing. It doesn't mean a lot to us, but to people who used to keep watch at night, the morning star was very special. The morning star was something that you saw just before dawn. And you might have had tricks played on your mind in the night, staring at the stars, and they might seem to move. But when you saw that one, it's low in the sky, and it was bright, and you knew the day was coming. Peter was writing to some people who were going through very tough times. The beginning of 1 Peter describes his readers as scattered exiles, people who had had to leave their homes because of persecution. They were struggling through the night of hard times. They were tempted to think that they had got it all wrong. They were in danger of being misled by false teachings. And it was to these people that Peter wrote about the morning star. There was an ancient prophecy, went back a long way, about a star would come from Jacob. And the Jewish people had been looking forward. They understood that to mean the Messiah was going to come. That's what it meant, this star that's going to come out of Jacob. And we can look further on in the Bible, near the end, and we have some words in the book of Revelation where John records a vision of Jesus as the fulfillment of that prophecy and many others. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. So these verses in the Bible help us understand Peter's picture language. The bright morning star is Jesus Christ. Pay attention until the morning star rises in your hearts. So now we come to the final part of Peter's picture language, in your hearts. If it wasn't for this little bit at the end, we might think that Peter was talking about paying attention until Jesus, the morning star, comes back to earth again at the second coming. But it's a bit more mysterious than that. One of Paul's letters gives us a clue, because it also talks about a mystery. Paul describes it as Christ in you, the hope of glory. In other words, if Christ is in us, in our hearts, then we have hope, the hope of glory. And 1 Peter also talks about, in your hearts, receive Christ as Lord. And always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. Hope. Christian hope means more than what we sometimes mean when we use the word hope. Our hopes are sometimes a forlorn fantasy, like, I hope that Fulham scores a few more goals. Christian hope is perhaps best described as confident expectation. Confident expectation. Just very briefly, I've got some things to help us understand Christian hope. Yes, Christian hope is about heaven. That's a hope that keeps us going literally to the end. That's our Christian hope, a hope of heaven. But there's more to Christian hope than that, because we have a hope for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And that means overcoming evil with good. Have a look at those verses in Revelation. if you want to see how all of this fits together. We have hope that God's promises will be fulfilled. Peter says we have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, because the fact that some of the promises were fulfilled when Jesus came that first Christmas and Peter had seen it for himself, those give us hope that the other promises will be fulfilled too. Promises like Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and to give you a future. Other promises, promises of justice, of forgiveness, of the earth being filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, of peace, promises of peace on earth, of comfort and joy. So, Christ in us, the hope of glory, means that all this hope rises in our hearts like the morning star rises before dawn. Pay attention to the message from God until the morning star rises in your hearts. That was Peter's key message when he knew he didn't have much time left. None of us know how much time we have left. Has the morning star risen in your heart?